The 9th annual Hovland Arts Festival is coming up this weekend. Joining us now for more about it is Hovland-based artist Karen Cedarmoon. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So, talk to us. This is the 9th annual.
It is.
It doesn't seem like it's been going on that long.
I know. It's amazing. Or it seems like it's been going on for a very long time.
Have you been involved since near the beginning? Or
About midway.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done several.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So the festival runs Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday, 10 to 4.
Okay.
At the Hovland Town Hall, which is at 4957 East Highway 61.
Kind of right in downtown Hovland for those folks who...
Greater metropolitan area.
And Hovland being halfway between Grand Marais and Grand Portage for those who are really not sure where we're talking about. Okay. So if folks show up, so it's 10 to 4?
10 to 4,
okay.
Yes.
And tell us what to expect for folks who've never been.
Cook County has probably more artisans per capita than anywhere, or we at least hold our own. And the east end of the county is no exception to that. So we're going to have several photographers, watercolor and ink drawing person, several woodworkers. Joe Wood and Marcy McIntyre will be there with their beadwork, which is nationally known. Jewelry, fiber art, stained glass, other glass artists. Linda Newman will be there with her beeswax candles. Lots of fiber art, reenactment art, which is like what they would do in Portage. The knives and the cool bead, leather work. And and there'll be pottery and some herbal stuff. I'm an herbalist, so I also, besides the pottery, do salves and that kind of thing.
Okay, so it's a pretty good smattering of different media.
Yes.
So tell us, what are you primarily, or what do you consider to be your primary art?
Pottery.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I do mostly functional stoneware. So that, all over the county, people are eating their cereal right now.
Well, it's nice to have, not only to be, beautiful, but functional art. Make it part of every day, not just,
Well, it's how we connect. We send our little spirits out into the world in our art and in the things we create. And that's how community is connected, and both locally and the visitors. Another way we do it is our music, and we have... The entire, if we're open, there's music playing at that festival. Live musicians, local musicians that are excellent. It's a good time. There's Trinity Lutheran Church will be providing food both days. And there's a wonderful wildflower path over to the Chicago Bay Marketplace, which is reopened and renewed and revigorated. And it's a good time. We also have a local author who will be selling and signing her books, Jennifer Scholes. So it's worth the trip.
Well, so kind of like a little something for everybody.
We try, yeah.
Okay, so now what if it rains?
We're there.
You're there?
We're there. We're both inside and out of the town hall. So there'll be tents, canopies set up in the parking lot, and then also a great number of artists who don't want to risk the rain indoors selling their work. So
it's a rain or shine deal.
We're there.
Excellent. Okay, so tell us what's your favorite part about the Hovland Arts Fair and being part of it.
I like the community aspect of it. I like that we share what we do with the local people, and the visitors can also experience what it's like to the people that live here, and bring back a piece of what we do. There are people I've heard through the last few years that actually arrange their vacations at this time to attend this festival, which is wonderful. It's an honor.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool honor to have.
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. Well, again, we are talking with artist Karen Cedarmoon. She'll be at the Hovland Town Hall again Friday and Saturday, along with many other artists and musicians for the 9th annual Hovland Arts Festival. Anything else you want to add, Karen?
Just come out and have a good time and enjoy the east end of the county.
Very good. Again, 10 to 4 at the Hovland Town Hall, right on Highway 61, 18 miles northeast of Grand Marais. Thanks for coming in today, Karen.
Thank you.